www.harunyahya.com. The question Darwinism and materialism will never be able to answer: what is the origin of life? The following is an excerpt from the book titled Origins of Life by Hugh Ross and Faisal Rana. Currently, scientists stand no closer to understanding life's beginning than they did when Stanley Miller conducted his first experiments 50 years ago. Though some scientists assert that the research is in its infancy, significant resources have been brought to bear on the origin of life question over the past 5 decades. To date, no real answers have emerged. Rather, a misguided approach has essentially stalled the research program. Best-selling author Paul Davies makes this point in his book, The Fifth Miracle. When I set out to write this book, I was convinced that science was close to wrapping up the mystery of life's origin. Having spent a year or two researching in the field, I am now of the opinion that there remains a huge gulf in our understanding. This gulf in understanding is not merely ignorance about certain technical details, it is a major conceptual lacuna. Davies' statements likely surprise most people, including scientists. From popular media reports, one would think researchers have all but finalized the explanation for life's beginning, but such is not the case. Davies explains why this mismatch persists between public perception and stark reality. Many investigators feel uneasy about stating in public that the origin of life is a mystery, even though behind closed doors they freely admit that they are baffled. There seems to be two reasons for their unease. First, they feel it opens the door to religious explanations. Second, they worry that a frank admission of ignorance will undermine funding. So scientists are keeping quiet and searching for new directions in which to proceed. Their behind-the-scenes frustration became evident to these authors at the combined meetings of the International Society for the Study of the Origin of Life and the International Conference on the Origin of Life, held both in 1999 at the University of California, San Diego, and in 2002 in Oaxaca, Mexico, hereafter referred to as ISOL 1999 or ISOL 2002. This joint scientific meeting, held every 3 years, attracts leading origin of life investigators from around the world and serves as a platform for them to share and discuss their latest findings. The atmosphere at such gatherings typically crackles with anticipation, as participants gather to hear about new discoveries and breakthroughs. However, at both of these last two ISOL events, a grim mood laced with desperation prevailed. Participants acknowledged that some 50 years of well-funded investigation have led to one barricade after another. The old, intractable problems remain as new ones come to light. Origin of life researchers cannot identify any location on primordial Earth suitable for production of prebiotic molecules. Those studying the problems cannot explain how the uniform-handedness, homochirality of amino acids, nucleotides, and sugars could emerge in so-called prebiotic soup. Data from the geological, geochemical, and fossil records all place impossible constraints on the naturalistic scenarios. Life arose rapidly and early in Earth's history, as soon as Earth could possibly support it. Origin of life researchers recognized that life had no more than tens of millions of years to emerge. Life also appeared under amazingly harsh conditions, conditions that would not allow life to survive, let alone originate. Earth's first life was complex chemically. Consistent with this, investigators have discovered that life in its most minimal form requires an astonishing number of proteins that must be spatially and temporally organized within the cell. Many, under the leadership of militant atheist Richard Dawkins, converted to the space religion, now speculate that life may have originated somewhere other than on Earth.